during times of immense joy and happiness, I find that joy and happiness itself can trigger worry, fear, desire to control. From this morning's teachings, I took that one way to skillfully hold happiness is to share it, another to express gratitude for it. Do you have other teachings or advice for how to skillfully hold happiness when it feels almost too big to release into?
Well, not to take it too personally. But yeah, absolutely, that sense of recognizing that, you know, when, and it is, and you know, great joy can be just as problematic as great suffering. And you think of, I've got to do something with this. So, you know, we can make a project out of it. Which is the, you know, that's an old story. But I think, you know, certainly that sense of turning to gratitude, turning to process, turning to others, so that, you know, when we are feeling a sense of well-being, you know, one is reflecting on, you know, where it all came from, because it's, you know, when you start investigating it, it's just this multitude of causes and conditions that, you know, certainly didn't directly involve us, but then also that wish to share, that wish to be of service to others in some way, shape, or form, is really, really important to not not to get so wrapped up that we forget that we're actually not alone in this human condition, and you know, that said, you also have to use wisdom. You know, we are, in terms of when we do have, because sometimes we can experience joy or exhilaration, and then you know, become a Buddhist zealot, which is just really doing it for the benefit of all sentient beings and just making yourself a pain in the butt. So it's really, you know, it always needs to be reflected on and balanced, and you're, and I think that when one pays attention to, you know, really does pay attention to others, that does help to temper, because when we get swept up in our own feelings, whether it's our, you know, either our suffering or our happiness, when we get swept up in our own stories, then we carry it out afflict others, and it is important to be quite attentive. How is it all landing? Is it, and that's one, is it useful? I mean, that's like in the Buddha's encouragements around say, like right speech, because something should be true, it also has to be useful. It also has to be the right time. And so that you can say something that's true and it can be less than useful. And or even if it is true and it is useful, but the timing is off. We can all relate to that. It was brilliant in our mind at the time, but it didn't land very well. So that sense of skillful is it's just so many nuances to it, and it does take reflection. One of the qualities that, I mean, there's actually two qualities that the Buddha points to over and over and over again as conducive to right view, conducive to spiritual growth, and conducive to increased understanding. And one is the external condition of kalyanamitta, having good spiritual friendships, having good companions in this path. And a good companion on the path is someone who, say, supports and encourages you, but also is able to admonish at the right time and give feedback in a good way. Because that's, again, the duty of a good friend is to really look after each other. So that's an external condition. The internal condition the Pali phrase is yoniso manasikara, and it's translated in many different ways, and it's wise reflection, skillful consideration, considered attention. Yoniso manasikara. Manasikara is like to attention or to attend to, and yoniso is the root, the womb. The yoni is a root, is a womb. So the root, the foundation of our attention, of our thought processes, of the mind itself. So that closely attending to our thoughts, our feelings, our being able to, and in order to do that, yes, you have to be mindful, you have to be reflective, you have to be kind, and you can't take it all too seriously. That's because as soon as you take every thought in your mind seriously, it doesn't end up in a good place. So there is a certain humility of and to a certain degree, what's the essence of the Buddha's teachings? You are not what you think. That's a good sort of aphorism.